So we were talking about fibromyalgia and the origin of it and how it's blamed on car accidents. And I've mentioned a couple of times that you have to get unlocked to cause before you can actually have a physical catalyst bother you. I'm going to give you an example of a client of mine. She had fibromyalgia for 4 or 5 years before meeting me, and the rheumatologist said she's going to have it till the day she died. When I hunted through her stress history, I found that fibromyalgia, the reason for it, was actually unlocked and ready to allow itself to enact by age 22. She didn't have the car accident until age 38. That meant she was unlocked, ready for fibromyalgia for 16 years. At any time, she could have had that car accident shake her up and bring on the symptoms of FM. So what happens is that the physical catalyst and the cause are very different and may actually come very far apart, which is one of the reasons why medicine has a hard time nailing down such a cause. Because they just don't go looking in that kind of a place or that kind of distance. But the truth of this matter was, when I figured out what the cause was that occurred for years in her childhood, and that she left that at age 22, and we were able to help her reframe the way she thought of that situation and resolve it to a more positive, more benign way of remembering, that's when we started to make real headway with energy treatments. Energy treatments can be just like the Band-Aid to ease the pain, but you can actually see the point at which it becomes profoundly clear, and it doesn't come back. It took us 5 months to find it, and probably weeks to actually get her reframed in terms of a different way of perceiving that whole subject. But in the course of 3 weeks, she went from pain to no pain. In actual fact, she said to me one day, "You know, I can't remember the last day I had pain." That was 6 years ago. That's permanent release. So you look at that and say, fascinating to realize that we're moving in this concept from intervention with physical energy to intervention with reason. And it's actually knowledge. The knowledge is the power to do so. Not only to have the idea to go hunting way back there and try and correlate symptoms of what happened into symptoms reflected in the body. What those symptoms are actually doing. What her particular a la carte menu of pain and disorder was directly related to the a la carte menu of things she had experienced prior to age 22. And we can also notice that as time progresses, conventional medicine has also begun to equate many disorders with elusive issues of stress. I mean, I don't know how many people I talk to that their doctors said, "Oh, well, this is stress." It's kind of like, "Thanks, doc, that and a buck will give me a coffee." But which stress? Unfortunately, when a doctor says that, it comes out as a negative saying, "It's all in your head," which most people really take offense at. Because it's not about, and we want to be very careful to say this, it's not about mental illness. It's about being human with purpose and reason. It's not about being too emotional. It's not about being too responsive to bad things. It's about being human and emotional, because emotion is spirit, and having an emotional or spiritual response to the body to the situations at hand. Being able to hunt down which stress affects what part of the body in what way, that's the hard part, that's the trick. And that's the trick that led me to hunt down the secret formula from nautical navigation. Is to get a fix on a buoy and a point and a lighthouse, you know on the map, you're right here. And this is where you are in that nebulous of water. What we do in bioenergy therapy is we use the same thing, three fixes. We take a fix on biosymbiology, what your body's saying, what your body's telling me about the stresses that you're undergoing. It's complaining. We just have to listen and hear. Then we use a second fix, karmic DNA. Karmic DNA tells me exactly the custom list of stressors that you, as an individual, have in your life. Fascinating. So hypothetically, these are the stressors I'm looking for. The body's saying, these are the stresses I'm looking for. And then you tell me your stress history. What's happened? The actual facts. Tell me. 5 years old, this happened. 7 years old, that happened. This really bummed me out when I was 9. We go through a chronological list and we get all of this data. That's the third fix. Where these three intersect, we'll find cause. Sometimes it's a hell of a safari to hunt down and find the things that are really at the crux of everything that has gone wrong. But it's exhilarating to find that spot and say, aha, this is it. This is the stuff we really have to focus on. This is what we have to resolve. This is the trick we need to fix before we can release this pain permanently. You know, when I talk about bioenergy therapy, people often think bioenergy treatment. But bioenergy therapy was originally coined because there was bioenergy treatment and the discovery of cause and counsel for cause as the therapy put together. Ultimately, your health entirely depends on how we do and perceive our life, whether it's on side with what we came to do as a soul or not, and whether or not we're actually doing it in a positive way. The pursuit of cause for disorder is the most important point. It's what makes the energy treatment potent. Pursuit of understanding of the idiosyncrasies of you and your past, getting things resolved according to your individual life agenda and the body symbology that you live with, actually makes it permanent as a resolution. So obviously bioenergy therapy is more than an energy treatment. There's another part of this that I didn't talk about when I talked about the energy system. It's very, very important to realize something Dr. Hunt discovered. Well, a phenomenon called DC shift occurs that it's not fun. DC shift occurs in the middle of a trauma every time. Every one of you, I'm certain, has had the feeling when something has confronted you abruptly and your entire body feels weird and different, you're in DC shift. It's not pleasant, and it's associated with the trauma that's there in front of you. I don't care what it was that confronted you. You went to DC shift. Your entire energy system just bumped up one whole octave. So when you think of it, all day I've been talking about how our thoughts transit through the body. On a regular basis, our energy system is the pathway of our thoughts. Fiber fog, lost concentration with fibromyalgia, etc., is the first thing to leave, because when you clear up the energy system, the fogginess has to go away. But that also means that at every moment in waking state, every memory is being written to cellular level in that energy signature. When you go into trauma and your energy system kicks up an octave, everything you think during trauma is being written to your energy system into memory in that higher frequency. And that's the reason why talk therapy can go on year after year after year after year, and you can never release what's there, because it's written in a different frequency. It's like trying to write over a protected piece of your hard drive. You can't do it. There's a difference between energy treatments with bioenergy therapy and ones that are done with therapeutic touch or Reiki, in that they're more of an additive energy system, and we do a purge, more like transfusion. When you do an energy treatment with bioenergy therapy, so an energy transfusion, you incur CC shift in a very mild, gentle, pleasant feeling. The thing is, when we do all of our work with our reframing thoughts and opinions, finding a different way to look at things, then we put you on the table and we bring you the mild DC shift while you're thinking about this reformation. You have an opportunity to rewrite those facts to a more benign memory that is not going to cause you pain. Truly, I want to tell you that bioenergy therapy is not about healing. At least it's not about healing as much as it is about teaching or coaching pure potential. The key to releasing disorder is to take away the purpose of the body communication altogether. And so that comes under the heading of empowering people to take charge of their lives, empowering people how to take charge of their own challenges. Keep in mind that we're not talking about arbitrary mind over matter or any other form of suppression of negative thought. As I spoke about that earlier, bioenergy therapy isn't about suppressing the truth of events with active positive thoughts. That is going to lead you to pain. The process is more about rediscovering an event, looking deeper for more truth with tools of biosymbiology and karmic DNA. Bioenergy therapy teaches people individual truths about their own challenges. It coaches people to take charge of their life and then coaches them to wield conscious power. It's about getting off of autopilot into an awareness of wise manual control of your life, to be actually proactive about success, from health to whatever it is you endeavor to do. Because I want to tell you that ill health and success in life are two opposite ends of the same scale.
So today, in these 2-3-hour sessions, I want to give you the keys to looking at your own health differently, to being able to find that path of ease yourself, to being able to see some of the things that we can see. Not just for finding your way from disorder, but for finding the way to success, for preventing disorder. So after the break, when we come back, I want to begin looking at our schedule today with the next segment being unconscious power, to find unconscious power and how that's wielded against us, and then see how crippling visions in our own perceptions hold us, bind us in this world of purpose. We want to recognize that we have a mind of bioenergy and how that resource is at our disposal, how we can read the language of the body in biosymbiology, how we can know what the body is saying. All of these things we're going to discuss today, and ultimately, we want to move the presence of unconscious power to conscious power so that you can begin to declare and wield your own power. Knowledge is power, and this is the knowledge to find your health. I look forward to starting after the break. Thank you.
Did anybody want to ask, before Bruno and his wife leave? Bruno is the fellow that I talked about who was on morphine. And you can see he's laughing and joking and having a good time now, but you can ask him any questions you want.
Well, is it? Oh, well, quite good. Everyone listen to him. I'm a walking example. Walking is a magic word.
Thanks very much for coming.
Thank you, Richard. And
you take care.
We'll benefit from everything they say.
And this was one of the most skeptical guys I ever met.
Yeah. My wife had to drag me into this one. Or into the first one with him. But I was under care of a specialist all the way from Mount Sinai to Toronto General. I had a demyelinating polyneuropathy, a nerve disorder where I felt pain all over. I couldn't shake anyone's hand. I couldn't walk. I couldn't drive. Couldn't do anything. They were getting me ready for a walker and a wheelchair. And I was on heavy morphine. There's got to be a better way. They were going to put me on methadone after morphine. So I had to find a different way. And I found a different way, and the doctors said go for it. My specialist at Mount Sinai, the blood doctors, all of the nerve doctors, everything, they all said go for it. They can't do anything other than drug you up, go for it. I'm sorry?
I said the driving
I lost 7 years, and I'm a stickler for memory, right? Brutal thing. Now, when things happen, I have to turn to my wife and say, did I actually do that? Because I don't remember. I hate that. I lost a lot of time with my boys, too. So now I got a grandson, and I'm making up for that time. Please try. If you're under medication, try something. Doctors are great for putting it back together again. I got no problem with that. The medication, the methadone and the morphine, no. You got to find something else to fight the pain. I can't say anymore. This guy is great. He helped me to a hell of a lot. He's helped me with that cup routine. Did I have revelations?
All right.
Have fun.
Take care, Bruno. Drive safe. You're welcome. We'll see you Wednesday.